Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Apostle Dr. Faith Walters received the call from the Lord to begin a ministry that would empower individuals for success in the kingdom of God.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. Thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
Welcome to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, located in Mount Vernon, New York, and online at wamo.org. Join Apostle Dr. Faith Walters live on Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for divine service, empowerment, worship, prayer, words of encouragement, Bible education, fellowship, and more. This broadcast is a production of WAMO Media Network. Thank you for joining us. If you want to support this ministry, please subscribe, like, share this video, and leave a comment. It's easy and will cost you nothing. If you want to donate, please visit www.wamo.org/give. You can watch our services via our website, live.wamoe.org, on television via Carib Vision at caribvision.tv, and on the YouTube and Facebook apps.
You're worthy, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
The Lord is my shepherd, He goes before me, defender behind me, I won't fear. Filled with anointing, my cup's overflowing, no weapon can harm me, I won't fear. Guides me through mountains and valleys. His joy is refreshing, restores my soul. Mercy and goodness give me assurance that I'll see His glory.
Somebody lift your
your voice, say, He's my comfort. He's my comfort. Always holds me close. Oh, hallelujah. I am not alone. No, no. Your spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, your spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory. Your spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, your spirit lives within me. My victory, I win because you're my victory, hallelujah. Is it your victory today? You are not alone, no, 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 no. Always, always holds me close.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You alone are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Jesus, for seeing another beautiful day. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for being so gracious to us. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your name on today. You are just so wonderful, and we are grateful to you for this beautiful day. Lord Jesus, we thank you. And we adore your name. And we just love you for who you are. And we bless your name. Because God, great is your faithfulness, your mercies, and your faithfulness are new every morning. And we thank you for loving us the way you do. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining in to the prayer line this morning. I'm exuberant. It don't matter how I feel in my body. I'm excited to be alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm skipping in my, I can't move around right now, but I'm skipping in my head. Hallelujah. I'm jumping in my head. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. You do whatever you want. If you lie on your back and you can't move or whatever it is, hey, just do something in your head. Hallelujah. At least the heart and the head know what it desires. That means that you are feeling real bubbly in your spirit. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I got up this morning and I'm excited about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And all he has done for me, what he's done already, what he's doing now, and what he's about to do. I am so excited. I'm so exuberant. I'm so empowered. Oh my goodness. Words can't express how joyful I feel this morning. And I thank him for all that he has done. And I bless God for Jesus Christ, who came to earth, came in God incarnate, and he walked among us. Then he went to that cross, and he died for all of mankind. What a love, what a power. The high priest of our lives, high priest of our hearts. And he was resurrected. And because of that, we have hope of eternal life. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a gift the Lord God has given mankind, his son. And we honor his son today. Everything in this life rise and fall because of Jesus Christ. John 1 says, everything that is made in this universe was because of him, everything that came through. And we're excited today. And that's why we all should get to know Jesus Christ. He is the key to everything we need. We cannot go to God except we go through Jesus Christ. We can't accept God alone. We don't accept his son. We don't know God. And there are many, many cultures that don't accept Jesus Christ. They say they do, but they don't accept Jesus. Because if they did, they would be fully serving him and would not do the evil that they do to each other. Because Jesus Christ, he took on the pain and the suffering of all of us. And he loved us. He loves us so much. And he wants us to love one another. He wants us to love our fellow man. Hallelujah. He wants us to love our children, love our families. Everything that he gives us, children are gifts from the Lord. There's so much gift in. And the children are precious. And a lot of people don't realize how precious children are. When you can have a child, it's a gift that the Lord allowed you to have. And it's unfortunate that many children come into the world not being prepared for, unprepared many children came through one night stands. I don't know why I'm going this way, but I'm flowing with it. Many children came by people just being reckless with intercourse, just reckless with their bodies and just sleeping whatever they want to sleep with. A lot of them don't know who their daddies, baby daddies are. Some people just reckless with their bodies. Women and men. I'm not just talking about women. Men are reckless too. Can you sleep with anybody? Some men just do that. And it's unfortunate. So many children come into this world. Many of them unwanted. Many of them, they don't really care for them. And they hurt them. They abuse them. They do all kind of foul things with the children. And, you know, it really pains me to really know that so many children are not being well taken care of. They're not being loved. They're not being, you know, treated as if they are somebody. A lot of children are treated as commodities. They're treated as something to pay a debt. I mean, they're treated as things, as objects, or some kind of way to get a fix. Some people give up their children to a man just to get a fix, a drug, a hit. They don't care. And it's so hard. It's so painful to read my news on the app. And I used to watch the news when I had the television satellite, things like that. I used to watch the news. But now I read it. Every time I pull something up, something evil happening to children. And that really breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. And then this new thing with the gender identity crisis. And the parents are giving in and they listen to the doctors and they're listening to every psychiatrist. They listen to all these people talking about unhappy children. They're 4 and 5 and 6 years old. How are they unhappy? When you're the parent supposed to guide them. And children are going through so much. I read where a young man, he was 15 years old, 15 or 16 years old, and he said he wished his parents never encouraged him to change into a girl. He realized now it was wrong. That's what he's saying. He realized it was wrong. And he wished his parents to give him better guidance. He said it was a big mistake to try to become a girl when he was a boy. Now he's slowly trying to attain himself. He didn't go through the full surgery, the gender assignment busy. He didn't do that. Thank you, Lord. But he said it was a big mistake. And one of the things I've said it out before, that a lot of things that we're doing as parents, we got to be very careful because it will backfire in your face. It will backfire. Don't give in to children and their little whims because they're children. They need guidance. They need support. They need help. They need love and attention. When they come with foolishness, that's what it is. It's foolishness. You know, and as I share in my parenting show, that we shouldn't expose children to the advice, the devices, the computer at a young age. We put them on it too early. We expose them to too much demonic activity, even some of the cartoons. They are trying to bring children into, indoctrinate children. There you go, the word, indoctrination. They're not waiting until you're older. They're doing it at a young age, the age of innocence. But we got to be so careful as parents. Oh, Spirit of God. Oh, Spirit of God. We got to be really careful as parents. How we raise our children in this society. We got to be very careful. Whatever we need, ask the Lord. Whatever we need, ask the Lord. And even if your child came in, unfortunately, some come through violence. Yes, I got to talk about that too. But it's your choice whether you want to keep the child or not. And if you decide to keep the child, God will help you through and help you through the pain of what happened to you. I know sometimes you look at the child and you see where the child came from, but sometimes at the end of the day, in spite of how the child came, God will still honor you for giving that child life, because it wasn't the child's fault how he or she was conceived. And it's unfortunate these things happen in our society. But God bless that mother. And God bless that husband who stood with his wife when that happened to her. And that family that stood with that young lady when it happened to her. God bless that mother for giving that child a chance to live despite its foundation. You know, it's just amazing what God does for those who seek his face. It's amazing what he does for you when you ask him to help you to raise your children. It's just something that he does. Children are a blessing from the Lord. They are a blessing from the Lord. And they should not be mistreated, ill-treated, abused. Allow doctors to do whatever they want to them. Should never allow it to happen, parents. Should never allow it. Guard your children. Protect them. Pray for them. Teach them love and teach them how to love themselves. And love others. Teach them accountability and responsibility. Teach them to have manners. I don't know why I'm going this way this morning. I had one lesson. I'm just flowing in the spirit. Just teach the children how to function in a positivity, in a way of positivity. Don't abuse them. The stench of what's happening to children is in the nostrils of the Lord. And the stench is high. Stop giving up your children to pay debts. Stop giving up your children to grown men old enough to be their daddies or their grandfathers. Stop giving up your children to all kind of ailments, all kind of sacrifices. giving them to oodoo and voodoo and all kind of foolishness. Stop it. Train your children correctly, and they will shine for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When they become of age, release them to the Lord. Pray for them and don't keep them under your wings when it's time to let them go. Let them go, let them fly. Let them try to hold on their own. Let them learn on their own. And just as a parent, just pray for them. Don't be afraid for them. Don't have your children living in fear. Release them. I know you don't, you got to be an empty nester. I know what's going to happen. You're going to be an empty nester. But it's okay. God's got you. It's okay being an empty nester. That means you raise them enough and you release them to go out into the world and to live their lives, to be independent of you. We got to release them. The Lord says we got to release them. And they will find their way. You just got to pray. Just pray for them. That's all. That's all you can do is pray for them. Yes, they may be doing things that you don't like, making decisions that you did not raise them on. But it's okay. As long as you know that you taught them the word of God, you taught them how to live in life, how to function in life. Just have faith and believe that they will make it. They will make it. Hallelujah. And the decisions they make, ask the Lord, give them guidance to make good decisions wherever they are in the world. They want to travel to another country, just pray. Just pray. I know the Lord is just using me this morning to speak on this. I didn't plan to do this. I had my scripture, you know. But it's just something that needed to be said, and I have to flow in this because it's too many things going on with children, too many things. And it's not fair to them. It's not fair to them. It's not fair. And we prayed this morning. As something changes in the hearts of children, something changes in the hearts of these parents. That he's trying to raise these children to think like them and act like them. I don't know why they're giving into the whims of these children. I don't know why. They're allowing the enemy to instruct them. Oh, what's going on with this madness, with this gender situation? It's madness. I was looking at something where in Canada, a young man, he's in a Catholic school, high school. And he stood up for what he believed, and he said, every male should be a male and every girl should be a girl. Said God didn't make them differently. Because one of the things he said was all the girls, a lot of girls keep coming to him and complaining how the boys that look like girls are coming into their bathroom at the school and they did not like it. So he spoke up. And because he said that God made male and female. The school had him arrested. They expelled him from the school. Said he could not come back to classes. I mean, this is crazy. This is a young man. He's in high school. And he got kicked out of the high school because he was expressing a fact, which is exactly true. This happened in Canada. I was shocked. The dictatorship and the totalitarian. It's just people just want to, they allow people to do what they want. And you got to comply. If you don't, you'll be locked up. I don't understand that. This is very strange. So even young people can't express how they feel. He said the girls were complaining to him. So he took a stand to help the females. Because everybody's not going to conform to that. Everybody's not going to conform. If that's what you choose to do, you know, that's your choice. But we all should not have to conform to accept what you're doing. Because God gives us all free will. But if you're a child, you're still in school, your parents should be supporting you in the correct way. But yet, unfortunately, it's not happening. But this morning, the prayer that I'll be praying as the Holy Spirit instructed me to do is to pray for parents. Pray for parents. And those who are on this line, or you disconnect from the line and you get into your private time during the rest of the week, pray for parents who's given into these children's foolishness. Because the Bible does say it in Proverbs 22:15. Foolishness in the heart of a child, but a rod of correction to drive far from him. That's what the word of God says. That's what Solomon said. The book of wisdom is Proverbs. That's what it said. And the prior verses in verse 6 says to train the child where he should grow, that when he grow old, he will not depart from it. So parents need to train the children correctly, not against how the Lord made them. And this is a demonic, this is another way for the enemy of our soul to distract us and to move us away from accepting what Jesus did for us. This is another way he's distorting everything. He's trying is everything he can to distort the plan of God. And we got to see it for what it is, people. We got to see it for what it is. It's a demonic attempt to switch up and to take people's minds off surrendering their lives to Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. And that's what the enemy does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his job. That's what he does. When he was kicked out of heaven, he was once a beautiful angel. But he wanted to take the place of God. So he was kicked out with some of his little imps. So now they walk to and fro in the earth and trying to destroy everything that God put together. He tried to destroy that Jesus Christ came to redeem the world. And trying to destroy, take away that hope of salvation. He tried to get a lot of people to follow him. But parents, this morning, the Holy Spirit instructed me to pray for you. Whether you're a single mom, a single dad, or a pair of our parents together, male and female. God instructed me to pray for you, a special prayer this morning.
And their fathers would turn themselves into females. And their mothers would turn themselves into males. Confusing the children even more. God wants me to really, the Holy Spirit has instructed me to pray for you. Pray for you this morning. I had a Psalm 39 I was going to read, a New King James Version, but Holy Spirit just changed it this morning. So you get a chance, just read Psalm 39 to the New King James Version. Get, you know, in your quiet time, read that. But Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. 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 This prayer is dedicated to parents. Anyone that ever had a child, whether it's a guardian, whoever it is, foster parent, whoever has the charge of taking care of a child, our children. The Lord says this prayer is for you this morning. Oh, Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for allowing us this day to lift up and to praise your name. Thank you for leading us, guiding us, keeping us, Jesus. Thank you for being the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The first and the last. Thank you for being marvelous and kind and sweet and loving. Thank you for being the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Thank you, Jesus, for being our confidant, our friend. Be everything to us. Thank you today for all that you have done, your faithfulness towards us, Lord Jesus. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, our triune God this morning, we bring before you, God, parents, guardians of children. We pray, God, in a world where it seems more and more, every day we get up, we're inundated with things that's happening, changes. People are moving far away from you and don't desire to acknowledge you as Savior and Lord. We pray this morning that you will touch the parents or the guardians of children. Touch their minds. Touch their hearts. Touch their spirits. Lord God, Let them seek you for guidance to help to raise their children. Let them seek you, God, to help them. Holy Spirit of God, Lord Jesus, let them not give in to the doctors telling them to make their child happy. Either you make your child grow up to be happy or whatever they're telling them. I don't remember the words verbatim. Lord Jesus, that's the enemy, God. That's the enemy using these doctors and allowing money to be their guide. The love of the money, your word says, is the root of all evil. They love the money so much that they would actually do this sacrilege to gender assign, chop off what you gave the boys. I don't know what they did with the girls. I don't understand. I don't know. I don't even get into that, but they chop off what the boys have. I don't even understand that, God. They didn't even reach 18 years old to make the decisions. Even when they reach 18 years old, they still can't make good decisions. Their brain is not developed until they're 25 years old. It's not fully developed to make good decisions. They say around 25. So God, if their children get to 25 years old and realize they don't have their organs, what they need to function and be able to have children and able to move about, God, then what's going to happen, Jesus? All hell is going to break loose. They're going to look back at their parents and to say, why did you allow me to do this? Lord Jesus. My God. My God. You're supposed to guide me. Why did you give in to my whim? Why did you? Yes, I was saying things because I was a child. I talk foolishness. I come up with silly things. I want to do this. I want to play with this. I want to play with that. That don't mean I want to be it. Lord Jesus. My God. Touch the hearts of parents this morning. A happy child is a child that grow up to be all that they could be, given the tools to function. That's a happy child. And Lord Jesus, we pray for parents that they will pay attention to their children, because there are too many children committing suicide as well, God. Lord Jesus. Too many young children committing suicide. Some of them been bullied at school, but some of them, the bullying starts at home. May not realize it, God, but when we talk down to our children and demean their character, we may not hit them, but saying mean words to them, calling them cowards, calling them all kind of names, you're just like your daddy, you're a loser, all the different things, those are just as much as bullying the child. And God, we don't realize what we're doing. Some of us as parents don't realize what we're doing. And when they go to school and the children are doing it, that spirit is already in there. That spirit is already there attached to that child because the parent is doing it. So going to school and somebody is doing it, another coward from another home is doing it. You allow it. The child allow it to happen because they don't know any better. They don't know any better because the training comes from home. And God, we pray for parents that need finances to help the children. Touch them right now and make a way out of nowhere, Jesus. Philippians 4:19, you will supply the need. Caught in riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, there's some parents who care who have lost their homes due to financial situations and inflation in our society and different things happening, God, and rents are going up. Some of them have lost their jobs, lost their livelihoods because of downsizing, different things happening to them. And the children, God, are at a loss because of this. But we pray, Father, this morning that you will send help from your sanctuary for these parents. Lord Jesus, grandmothers taking care of children. Oh, Spirit of God. I just read where a grandmother, a daughter died and left for her to take care of a dozen children. And I'm like, Lord, so where are the baby daddies? But Lord, if grandma got to take care of those dozen children, Jesus, send help, God. Let the daddies for these children, God, come forth to help this grandmother take care of all these children. Lord Jesus. So many things happening to children, God. Parents, they need a healing, Father. They need a healing, God. They need a healing this morning, Jesus. We decree and declare a healing for parents this morning. Hey, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, we decree it today, Jesus. That daddy will not change to mommy and mommy will not change to daddy. Daddy would not put hair dye in his head and change his hair to red and put on ponytails and different things. Ha, ye, they be oshe te kasila. Who say talababo sakasia? Daddy will be a man. Stand up like a man. And guide his children. Nah, you know what I'm say. Lead his family. Jesus. Jesus, we bind up confusion in our children today, God. We bind up confusion. Oh, Spirit of God. Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. Bind up the spirit of confusion today, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Bind up confusion today. Bind up all the gender, dysphoria, whatever it is, Jesus. We bind up every plan of the enemy. We're tearing his kingdom down in the name of Jesus. No more baby sacrifices. No more giving our paying the children for the debt. Evil empires, some of these countries, God, banning children, Jesus. Children live in squalor. We bind up these evil practices in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, as you instruct me to pray this morning, Lord God, even in the curriculum in the school. Reverse that filthy teaching. That curriculum, God. That's filthy curriculum, Jesus. To children don't know how to read and write. First graders, God. We pray, Jesus Christ, that you reverse it, God. Reverse the thought patterns that all those books that they put out there be burned. We pray for the people that wrote these filthy books. We pray that you would change their mindsets, God. Change their mindsets, Jesus. Change their thought patterns, God. And these countries, these governments that's given in to this type of filthy mindset, Jesus. We pray for them today. That the children, God, will live out their years. Live out their time, Jesus. We bind the bullying this morning, God. Bully at home. And bullying in the schoolroom. We thank you, Father, that children will know that they are loved in some kind of way, God. Give them a sign, Lord Jesus. They decide to want to take their lives, God. Give them a sign. Something, God, to change their mindset. Let them not give it in to the hurt and the pain, God. We pray for those little ones this morning. We pray for our teachers that help these children. It's not easy being a teacher, God. It was not easy for me. But you helped me through. Just like how you helped me through, Jesus, you help those that are in the classrooms, God. You help them to teach the children, teach them the right way. And I know some teachers have lost their jobs because they would not change. They would not call the identified name what the child wanted to be identified with, but they were calling the name that was on the attendance roster. Teachers have lost their job because of that. Many have left the school because they refused to give into that curriculum, God. And Lord Jesus, provide for those teachers, God. Stand up for what's right. Lord Jesus, open up doors that something else would happen for them. And young people that stand up for what's right, God, open doors for them, Jesus, that they will never lose anything, God. Those are standing up others on the side of truth here, Lord Jesus. We pray for them this morning that you will make a way out of nowhere for them, Jesus, because there's nothing impossible with you, God. And we pray, God, that these doctors will select the gift that you gave them to save lives. Let them stop using it for the love of money. Changing the genders, doing the gender assignments, God. You're going to hold them accountable for this. They are going to be accountable for what they have done. Because a lot, there's some men now realizing they were lied to and they want the things back, but then they get it back, but it's not theirs. And it's attached back to them, but it's not the same. But Lord Jesus, our society is moving so far away from you. But we pray for the little people, the little amount, God, that still want to stand for truth. Still want to stand for justice. Still want to stand for what's right. We pray for them this morning. And we pray, God, for the little children who are behind bars. I was reading where a judge, she's retired now, but she was just having them arrest children because of the color of their skin. 1,500 children were put behind bars just because they were black. Don't understand that. And she got away with it. And the children, there was a lawsuit, but each child was awarded $5,000. Amazing. And the parents still got to apply for that. Isn't that something, God? But yet she gets away with it. But Lord Jesus, you see everything, God, what she's done to those little children. And God, you're going to worry her conscience. She will never be at peace with what she done to those children for no reason. She said it's her way for cleaning up the town for what? They didn't do anything. They're school-age children. They did absolutely nothing. Society preys on the poor. P-R-E-Y-S. They prey on the poor. But Lord, protect the poor mothers and fathers today, who are trying their best to raise their children in the right way in a society that looked down on them. But even in all that, what they're going through, Jesus, you're still making a way out of nowhere for them, Jesus. And we ask you, God, you provide for the poor. Give them, send them help for sanctuary. Lord Jesus, miracles come forth in the lives of these families, God. Lord Jesus, let there be peace. Let there be love. Oh, Spirit of God, let these children grow up to be all that they could be for you. Lord Jesus, help them, Father. That little boy, little girl is crying out today. Pray for them, Jesus, that their lives will turn around. We bind up every demonic plan to want to come against the children. Bind up the plan against the pedophiles this morning, luring away children on the internet, God. Parents give their children too much leeway with the internet. Let them realize they have the parental locks on these certain chat rooms, God. Children should not have computers in their rooms. Should be a place where the parents can see it. In the living room, someplace. In the parents' bedroom, they can use the computer. When they finish, they go to their beds. But there has to be some order. They should not be having phones that have access to the internet. Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. Lord Jesus. Too much exposure, too much of a young age. We pray, God, there's so many things going on. But cover the children today. Cover the families today, Jesus. We pray for young ladies, God, that they learn how to keep their legs closed and stop being so promiscuous. It's not all what it's cracked up to be. Let them learn to love themselves, Jesus. And it's prom season, God. Everybody feel that the whole cliches after prom night, we gonna get laid and different things happen, God. But Lord Jesus, it ain't gotta happen, God. That these young women realize that it ain't gotta be like that. You ain't gotta give in to nobody telling you, let's do this. Lord Jesus. Speak to the hearts of young women all around our country, different parts of the world where if they're graduating, God, they're going to prom. Let him be able to come back home after the problem is over. Lord Jesus, not go off to some hotel or motel or wherever it is and give up their precious cookies, God. And bringing forth unwanted children who are not planned for. Before their life even began or begin. We speak to these situations today, God. Every situation, God, that is not of you, even if I didn't mention it, God, you know what it is, Jesus. Speak to the minds of these young women and these young men. But these young women, you have to take a stand. It's your body that you're going to have to deal with after he's gone. He got his football career, he got this, and he's not going to be tied down. That's what he going to say. I'll let you trap him to take care of baby. And he going to say that's not his child. Even though he's the only one you lie down with. So Lord Jesus, let our young girls say no. Have respect for themselves. Respect for their bodies. And walk away from that prom. Whatever the even they have with the drinking, whatever they're doing, let them do it responsibly, Jesus. Having dinner, whatever they do after the prom. Let them go home, Lord Jesus. Let these young women and young men go home. Young men go take cold showers like I would teach my children in sixth grade. You're feeling your oats, go take a cold shower. Because, Lord Jesus, we don't want any more unwanted babies in the world. Because there's some states right now who will not allow you to abort the child. You're not allowed to abort the child. So, Lord Jesus, let our young women and young men be responsible, God. We're speaking this into the atmosphere, Jesus. Responsibility, God. Them take responsibility for their lives, Jesus. That they will not give in to their insatiable thought patterns and bring children which they were not ready for. Because Lord, it's just sad to see what's going on with children, and they use them as pawns in court cases and all kind of things going on. The man don't get his way with the girl who broke up with him, so he takes it out on the child. He throw the child somewhere, kill the child, do all kind of foolishness to the child. One child was left in the alligator's mouth. Lord Jesus. Some time ago, a child was thrown over a bridge by the father. These are fathers doing this to their children. Some of them that hurt these children, God, is not even their child. Lord, so many things are happening to children. Being kidnapped and human trafficked. Grown men, Lord Jesus. Buying little children to have their way with them. God, this morning, we bind up every plan of the enemy, God. Every demonic forces come against the children today. Holy Spirit, thank you for instructing me to pray. Thank you for leading this prayer this morning. Pray for everybody that joined with me in this prayer. I thank you, God, for everybody on this line who joined with me in this prayer for children, for parents. I command a special blessing, a special anointing upon them. Lord Jesus, everyone, whether they listen to me on this line or whatever social network they're on, Jesus, social media network, pray for them today. That their store baskets will never run dry. Their store baskets will always be full. They will never lack anything, God. We pray for them, Jesus. That things will work out in their lives, God. Holy Spirit of God, thank you for miracles coming forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Mirrors coming forth, miracles coming forth in their lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My Coach Ministry, You Me Radio. Ramy, R-A-M-Y. Praise God. Praise God. ZZIWA Shadrach, praise God. Joyce Simambo, praise God. EAAMCDMT, praise God. Dennis Frolov, Nena Kanadu, Genia, praise God. God bless you this morning. And those are on the other networks, God bless you as well. May God continue to touch your life. And if you have children today, any of you on this line, or you have nieces, nephews, whoever it is that you are in contact with or has some access to, give them a hug today. Give them a hug. Let them know that somebody cares for them. Let them know that you're there for them. Let them know that you love them. And more than all, let them know that Jesus loves them. Praise God. Praise God. Prayer warrior, Minister Lauren. Praise God. You want to say a few words? Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise God. I see PBG37F119 join the room. Praise God. Praise God. And all right, prayer warrior. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining in. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Give that child a hug today. And this prayer that the Lord led me to pray to cover the children. Let them know that Jesus is there for them no matter what. And whatever situation they're in, as I always say, call that name Jesus. Teach your child about Jesus. Teach them about Jesus Christ. And if they don't know anything else and they get their back up against the wall, call that name Jesus. That name got power. Hey, it got so much power. Jesus. You call that name. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. That name has power. It carries a lot of weight. Holy Spirit of God, He will send help. He will send help. He will send help. He will send help. That's all right, prayer warrior. Thank you. Praise the name of Jesus. He will send help. Oh, Spirit of God, encourage your children to connect to Jesus. Teach them about Jesus. Teach them to pray the Our Father prayer. Teach them. My heart is so heavy on the children today. I don't know what it is this morning. I mean, a special prayer to be prayed for children that need help. Oh, Spirit of God, you're under attack by the enemy of our soul. And every time you pray, please pray for the children. Pray for the parents to do the right thing for the children. And we thank you, Lord, this morning for answering this prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for covering these children, God. They live out their lives, Jesus. Live out their lives, God, and be all that you desire them to be. All that they're destined to be, Jesus. Every child in every country, every island, and no matter where they are, Jesus, you know where they are, Jesus. In the bush, in the cave, in the mountain, wherever they are, Jesus. In the park, on that bridge, in a home, a foster home, whatever they call home where they live, where they're mentally challenged, whether they're physically challenged, whatever it is, Jesus, help them. Help them, God. Send good people to take care of them. Lord Jesus. I pray for our government. Our governments in all these different countries, stop giving in to the whims of these people. Every little thing they're giving to satisfy children. Why are we doing that? Why is our government, God, giving in to this thing? Because as Solomon says in Ecclesiastes, I believe it's chapter 3, everything is under the new under the nothing new is under the sun. There's a time for everything, Jesus. A time for everything. So this too will pass. We pray this morning that salvation will come to the people. Those whose hearts are turned against you, God, that their hearts will change towards you. Pray for them this morning. We pray for those who are in the political arena today, God. Pray that the right people be put in place to run our towns and our cities and our villages, God. The right people be in place, Jesus. No more people just going in, God, and saying they're going to do one thing and do something else. We decree and declare honesty in our government, in our mayors, and our city council people, whoever, school board, library trustees, everybody, God, wherever they are, whatever they're running for, Jesus, we pray that a level of integrity be upon these candidates, Father, and that they will, what they say they're going to do, God, when they go in, they do exactly what they say they're going to do and even do more. But Lord God, we pray for integrity. Integrity. Even checking these votes, God. These petitions, God, and their challenges, these signatures, Jesus. They're opposing people. But Lord God, let the truth be, let the truth prevail. God, every lying tongue, every demonic, every devious plan, God, is demolished in the name of Jesus. Every evil plan, every undercurrent plan, Lord Jesus, it is destroyed in the name of Jesus. And all them signatures will be put in there, God. They all gonna go through, Father. We declare and decree it, Jesus. Ain't nobody gonna say otherwise, God. And if Lord Jesus, everything gonna be right. Because we know we have to ask the right questions. Everybody trying to check this and check that, but Lord Jesus, it's all correct. And God, no more foolishness, God, in our little town and all the little areas where people are just doing underhanded things. We pray, God, and touch this morning. We pray for the elderly, as I was going to be trusting in Psalm 39. Spare a special prayer for them. Anoint them wherever they are in the name of Jesus. Give them strength to continue to go forth in you. Let them continue to live out their years, be at peace and contentment. Those in bereavement process, we pray for them this morning. That you'll comfort them where they are. Those who need healing, Lord God, in their bodies, their soul, their mind, their spirit. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing for those who are going to be doing surgeries, Father. Pray everything go well. Surgery for some kind of cancerous situation, whatever it is, Jesus. Whatever it is, God, we ask you, Father, that everything will be cleaned out of the body, God. That they will continue to live out their lives. Continue to strengthen your people. Lord God, remember Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. Thank you, God, for opening up the doors. Thank you for those in the team who work with us, God. Thank you for sending more people to join our ministry, Jesus. Thank you for pastors, ministers, and lay people to join our ministry and to allow this ministry to move to the next level. Pray for the ones that we meet out in the street, God. Thank you for the new venue for our ministry, for our anniversary service coming up in June, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you for the finances for this event. Thank you, Lord God, and many souls will be touched, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for there's a turnaround in the lives of your people. Breakthroughs in the lives of your people today. We thank you, Jesus, for miracles. Thank you, Jesus, for your anointing. And God, as we leave this place, never from your presence. We leave each other, but never from your presence, God. To lead us and direct us, protect us from seen and unseen dangers. As you say, thanks in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for joining in. And may God continue to lead and direct your path. Be strengthened in the Lord today. Hallelujah. Know that I love you and Jesus loves you more. Meet you next time, this time, 7 a.m. God be with you. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Thank you for staying with us today. We invite you to come back again and join Apostle Faith live on Sundays at 2 p.m. for Bible education and church services, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for Feature Wednesdays, where we share messages from other kingdom leaders from within the WAMO network. Are you a kingdom leader with a message of hope and inspiration for the children of God? Send us an email with your message to support@wamo.org or join the WAMO Media Network via our website, wamo.org/network. Are you in need of prayer? Email prayer requests to support@wamo.org or join our prayer line, Monday mornings at 7 a.m.
Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
We worship you, our Lord.
You are worthy.
If you need help to overcome low self-worth, heal your marriage, restoration through therapy for children, teens, individuals, and couples, book an appointment for therapy with Dr. Faith at our website, wamo.org/counseling. You may also access self-help resources at our website, wamo.org/resources. If you would like to become a member, volunteer, or partner with WAMO Outreach Ministries, send your email to support@wamo.org. Come as you are. Why you should join this ministry. 1. To empower people for success in the kingdom of God through Bible education. 2. To provide support service for the upliftment and development of your community. 3. To empower children and youth to increase their knowledge and earning potential by advancing their skills and professional capacity. 4. To provide solutions for families who need shelter, a place for worship, skills development, and access growth opportunities for community leaders. And 5. To provide support and a source of hope for senior citizens, ex-convicts, and people in need. It's easy to support this ministry. Here is how you can help. Through tax-deductible giving, easily accessible everywhere via our website at wamo.org/give. You can give a one-time or monthly donation or contribute funding to one of our programs. Become a member of our community or volunteer team. Apply at our website at wamo.org/membership. Become a member of our network and let us work together to build and grow a strong, healthy community of Kingdom Advocates, empowering people for success in the Kingdom of God. Sign up at our website, wamo.org/network. Other ways to join us and support the ministry. Subscribe on YouTube at WAMO Ministries, Apostle Faith Live. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WAMO Ministries. Contact us anytime at Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. P.O. Box 2077, Mount Vernon, New York 10551. Telephone 914-699-2482 and email support@wamoe.org. Your support and generosity will positively change lives.